USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The post-Brexit trade deal reached between Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government and the European Union was signed into UK law by Queen Elizabeth II on Thursday morning. The law will come into effect at 11 p.m. Thursday UK time when the Brexit transition period officially ends. The European Union and China agreed on Wednesday to an investment deal that will give European companies greater access to Chinese markets. The agreement has been nearly 7 years in the making and is likely to take at least another year to complete. As it forms a new relationship with China, the EU views the communist nation as a partner and a systemic rival. The Vatican said on Thursday Pope Francis will not lead a New Year's Eve and New Year's Day services because of a flare-up of his sciatica condition, which produces leg pain in his right leg. The Vatican did report the Pope will lead his noon prayer on Friday as scheduled. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. 747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Becky Hammon on Wednesday night unintentionally became the first woman to coach an NBA team. The assistant coach took over the San Antonio Spurs after coach Greg Popovich was ejected in a 121-107 loss to the Los Angeles Lakers. When Popovich hired Hammon in 2014, he praised her basketball IQ, work ethic, and interpersonal skills. Who's the most admired man in America? Dan Nowrocki reports.
According to a new poll, President Trump is the most admired man in America. The yearly Gallup poll shows Trump edging out former President Obama to take the top spot this year. President-elect Joe Biden, Pope Francis, the Dalai Lama, and LeBron James also made the top 10. The sitting president has been named most admired in 60 of the poll's 74 years. Michelle Obama took the top spot as the most admired woman, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in second and First Lady Melania Trump in third. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Nowrocki.
How could we have not made that poll, huh? This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
As we wrap up 2020 with a great big good riddance, how can we move 2021 into a more positive role in our lives? USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Jerry Weiss-Corvelly of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
It's college football bowl season. Dan Nowrocki gets us up to date.
Action Wednesday began with Wisconsin taking the Duke's Mayo Bowl over Wake Forest, 42-28. Number six, Oklahoma rolled number seven, Florida, 55-20 in the Cotton Bowl Classic. Three games are on tap for New Year's Eve as number 24 Tulsa takes on Mississippi State in the Armed Forces Bowl. Mid-American Conference champion Ball State will meet Mountain West Conference champs, number 22 San Jose State in the Arizona Bowl, and West Virginia will take on Army in the Liberty Bowl. Traditionally, the Sun Bowl is held on New Year's Eve, but this year's edition was canceled because of rising COVID cases in El Paso, Texas, the home of the game. It's the first time in the 85-year history of the game that it's been called off. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Nowrocki.
Actress Dawn Wells has died. Marianne on Gilligan's Island TV show died Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California, from coronavirus complications. She was 82. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.